let's take 1328 and 29 together.
1328, authorize a contract with ESA Vigil Agrimis, Inc. for design and construction administration services for the replacement of Forest Park pedestrian bridges in McClay Park and on the Maple Trail for a total not to exceed amount of $235,000. And 1329, authorize a contract with Greenworks PC for design and construction administration services for the Washington Park Rose Garden accessibility improvements for a total not to exceed amount of $170,000.
Thank you, Mayor. These are both projects that are possible because of the generosity of Portland voters in passing the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond, and they fulfill the promise to voters to prioritize continued natural access to natural areas and also continued accessibility. With that, I'll turn it over to Mary Ann Kasson, our bond projects manager.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, members of the council. My name again is Mary Ann Kasson. I'm the replacement bond manager. And once again, I'm here with some fabulous bond projects. Apologies that you've seen these first two slides. I promise I'll change them up for the next time. We've created this amazing system of parks over the last several hundred years, and that we've done it through a series of bonds and levies. In 2014, just over a year ago, we got a resounding yes vote to spend $68 million for urgent repair and replacement projects. If you remember, there are seven focus areas within the bond program. I'm here to talk about two different projects. The first one is in the trails and bridges theme area, and this one talks about preserving access to natural areas and open spaces by repairing bridges and trails. The first project is to do three different projects within Forest Park. They're in two different locations. They're small bridges, but they're complex projects because of the places they're located. They're difficult to get to. They have a significant permit restrictions, as they should. They're in very sensitive environments with salmon-bearing streams. So though they're small projects, the substantial completion won't be until November 2017. And often what you see on these kind of projects is the ugly stuff is underneath, and what you're trying to avoid is the photo on the left there. The first two locations are within McClay Park, really closely located to the main park entrance. This is a very, very popular trail. And though there are dozens more projects that we could attack, we've done an analysis and determined that these make the most sense to hit right off the bat. They're on such a main trail. The second one is to replace a bridge that's been missing for several years. Actually, it's deep within Forest Park on one of the most popular trails called the Maple Trail. We've had to close this section of trail since 2012. There just wasn't the resources to accomplish it. And again, this is a difficult-to-get-to location, but very worth doing. We had a competitive project to select our consultants here. The second theme area is accessibility, and our approach on this is twofold. The main way we're doing it is on every single project we're looking at accessibility and doing what we can within the project. But we decided in addition to that we would add one signature ADA project that was selected exclusively because it was an ADA project, and the one we chose was the Washington Park Rose Garden. The public was involved in choosing that one particular project. The idea there is to address the main esplanade, the parking, and the significant ramp that gets down to this main esplanade. At the moment, it's a 13% ramp. Doing this project, we will need to be sensitive to the exquisite detailing that you have within the park, including all the stonework, et cetera, and we're working very closely with the stakeholders to make sure we're aware of and to the degree possible, can get it either completed or at least phased in by the time of their centennial in 2017. Our MWESB utilization, again, is good on these projects. We did extensive outreach efforts to get these numbers up as best we could. And once again, I'll warn you that you're going to see a lot of me in the next few months, and these are the things coming at least in the next couple of months. I can answer any questions that you might have at this time.
Great. Thank you, Mary Ann. Questions?
Ms. Kasson, you realize that every other city employee is jealous of you because you're able to just bring good city news at all times.
I know that. I'm a very lucky person.
That's why we were able to recruit you back.
That's right.
All right, thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on any of these items, either of these items? They're both emergency ordinances. Let's take a vote, please.
1328, Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to the voters and to Marianne. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. And 1329.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to our whole parks team. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Okay.